This is the podcast that rocked for March 25th, 2025. Thank you for joining us. This is the podcast that talks about news of the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan.
Thank you so much for joining us on whatever day of the week this is that you're listening. I realize it's not just Tuesdays for everyone. It's just the people listening live, which we love. Thank you for joining us live, by the way. We love you the most, I promise. However, we hope you're all doing well and having a fantastic week so far. A little bit of heads up for all you listening live on YouTube. If we hit 53 likes, we'll do a round of Festival Rock or Flop. We already have at least one festival day to do as well. Future note, just for some housekeeping. Next week, we start on Wednesdays. The podcast that rocks on Wednesdays. It's going to be hump day for the podcast, not Tuesday. Think about it. Wednesdays are the podcast. We'll keep hammering that in. Just want to make sure you guys know. See you guys next week on Wednesday for the podcast that rocked. There. Is that clear enough?
Like we learned. Yes. Yeah. Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Can't forget it. Sound it out.
Miracle. That lines up for one. Yes.
That lines up perfectly, by the way, because I'm seeing Poppy live next Tuesday. So this is going to be like, it lines up so, so good.
Very nice.
We actually moved the entire podcast so that Rowan could go see Poppy.
And I appreciate that.
And do you know how awkward it is to ask Poppy something? She doesn't exactly communicate like normal people.
Yeah, no, she just started talking about like goldfish for like 3 hours. Not the actual fish, like the snack. And I just didn't know how to respond to any of that.
Mm-hmm. That was her. Yes, we'll move it. Thank you. So,
yeah. So thanks, Poppy.
Yeah. Thank you, Poppy. Also, for all of you that are listening right now and you hear this on Tuesday, the 25th or Wednesday, the 26th, Rock Coliseum Madness is tomorrow night, where we spend hours live in a bracket of 32 sophomore albums to decide which is the best sophomore album in rock metal alternative. We had 32 submissions. There were no trolls. We have great selections, everything from Rage Against the Machine to Ghost to Tool to the Pixies to Pearl Jam. It's all across the board. Who has the best sophomore album? The bracket will be randomized live, and it last year was chaotic because of that. So hopefully you guys join us tomorrow night as well. I think that's all the news notes. Is that it? Am I missing anything?
Big ones.
Yeah. Well, nothing we can say is going to be bigger than the biggest comeback ever. Ladies and gentlemen, guys, gals, and non-binary pals, Kiss has returned to Rock and Roll All Night. I can't even say it without laughing. First of all, this is a main story. Yes, I was going to say, you beat me to it. Alex and Rowan, feel free to hammer in any sound effects during this entire main story this time, because I can't take too much of this seriously. I can't. For those of you all who are not aware, we have our little group chat that we have in Discord when we're trying to discuss stories and what to post. I sent this with a screenshot to them and I just said, "Welp," and their responses were the same. And we knew exactly what it was without having to really open the article. Right?
Yep.
In sync. Nice. Across the country, but in sync. While Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees Kiss initially rose to power with a shocking stage presence, over the years, the practice of never-ending farewell tours and a voracious appetite for merchandising also became ingrained in the band's legacy. Yes, that's right. Kiss are returning after they promised they would be done and their 2023 final tour, where they said they would have holograms take over and do something virtual and new after that. They had a plan. They had something unique. They had the perfect out. So
I believed them. And I feel
perfect.
I think this was the first time people were like, "Oh, okay, they actually have a plan. That means they really are going to go." Okay. Well, we believe you this time. Wow. To everyone that actually thought that, including me and us, we need to write the word sucker on our forehead like the old Looney Tunes cartoons. Just Bugs Bunny writing it in Sharpie, sucker.
Yep.
So
just go to work with that.
The first of the shows will be a one-time no face paint performance. That's how they're selling this, to say it's not really coming out of retirement, because they were doing the full stage spectacle and gimmick on 2023. This will be an unmasked performance. That's why it's okay to do this. Get it?
No.
Everyone on the same page?
What are they going to do next? Like, Gene and Paul are going to switch, and Paul's like, "I'm playing bass on this tour, so it's different. We're going to go again."
Imagine the only Imagine because they're not going the makeup. Imagine they only play songs from the era when they did ditch the makeup, like the late '80s, whatever.
Mm-hmm. This will be a 3-night residence in Las Vegas celebrating 50 years of the Kiss Army. If they knew they wanted to do something for the 50th anniversary, why didn't they just wait this year for the final tour? It would have been perfect.
Right?
They could have just relaxed for a year.
I can't remember if it was
of one-offs or something in between.
It's like one-offs are fine. Don't like be like, oh hey, okay, this was the final tour, and then like it, like what, 6 months later it's like, okay, this is the actual final tour. I can't remember if it was like through the podcast or something else, but I think I remember someone telling me that like they were advertising the final farewell tour since like the late '90s, and that's older than what I am.
Yes. So that was through this podcast, because I'll tell the story briefly. My uncle and my told the story about how much money he spent to go see that final tour when they came to, at the time, it was Savas Center. It's now the Enterprise Center where the St. Louis Blues play in St. Louis, the NHL arena. That was in the late '90s, early 2000s. That was over 20 years ago.
Older than me.
Yes.
Kiss has been saying the farewell show older than I have been alive.
So the thing is, though, what the best part about this 50th anniversary, you can get the ultimate fan experience in celebration of Kiss's Army 50th anniversary and the 30th anniversary of the first Kiss fan convention, which will also be at that Vegas hotel. This exclusive Everything Kiss Paradise, that is cringe right there. I can't believe I read that out loud on the podcast. Everything Kiss experience. Oh, Everything Kiss Paradise. Oh. The 3-night stay at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. Unmasked photo with Kiss. Access to the Kiss Unmasked live show. Q&A with members of Kiss. All Kiss content panels and activities. They spelled content with a K, by the way. Just putting in. Mortal Kombat style. Yes. A curated Kiss Army Stores Vegas gift. A mug, t-shirt, maybe a towel, maybe like a tote. Signed poster, photos with Kiss memorabilia, Get out of here.
Like, you can't do that at home. All right.
Yes, it's literally going to be walk to the Kiss toilet seat that's hanging up on the wall in Vegas. You get to have some like a professional photographer take your picture next to it.
No. You're holding up you have like the rim. You have it like, you have your face like going like through it or something like that.
You
stick
it through the hole and you wear it.
Spend money because I'm a jackass who doesn't have any financial like security.
By the way, everyone, as Rowan was saying that funny thing, Alex had a look as she just tasted something bitter, as if she just said, oh, I don't like that. So
I don't like that. Sorry. I'll say it out loud. I don't like that.
And Kiss Army VIP members will have exclusive VIP pre-sale access starting March 27th. So I hope you're listening to get ready. It's Sleep Token Breaks Ticketmaster Part 2, but it's Kiss in Vegas. We'll talk about Sleep Token later. We got to get through this first.
I have some personal history with that.
Get ready for the ultimate celebration experience, the Kiss Army like never before. What do you mean never before? Literally, this has been every other year since before we've been alive. News of the return of the stage for the band follows their bassist, vocalist Gene Simmons, recently postponing his planned spring solo tour into next year. And that goes also into this, because Gene Simmons has postponed his solo tour. Remember a couple of weeks ago when Gene Simmons was laughing about trying to, had an idea to charge a fan to be a roadie?
To work like, for him.
You can pay me to work for me. What a deal. And it was not little. It was over $12,000.
Yeah. Also, about like, I feel like it would make more sense to like give that offer for this, because this is like Kiss. It's not Gene Simmons solo. It's Kiss. But like, apparently, I'm not gonna try and make money this way. Even though I feel like there'd be more Kiss fans who'd be willing to take you up on the offer.
So the issue though, like all the dates were postponed. I'm willing to bet they'll be canceled permanently. I shared a screenshot with you two in group chat. Do either of you remember how much of some venues sold percentage wise?
Of Gene Simmons solo shows?
Of the Gene Simmons solo shows, yes. And these were not arenas either. These were like standard concert venues. Okay, we're going to play the game. Alex, what percentage of tickets do you think sold at these venues on his solo tour?
On average?
Yes. And we don't know the perfect average, but we know several of them to make an average of what we know.
No, 60?
60%. Okay, Rowan, how about you?
I'm gonna go 50. Like, kind of like just like half. Is it like super? Is it like way lower?
There are several venues that reported 10% sales.
Oh no. God.
10 10, everyone. Not only would that would not even pay for the gas to get everything there for the stage set to do all that for their huge Gene Simmons extravaganza.
I know, like, I know it's a different, like, type of music, but I remember, like, there was this one rapper named Smoke Perp. He performed at, like, a Dave and Buster's. Mm-hmm. And, like, when it shows him performing and then the camera pans over to, like, the dance floor or, like, the crowd area, there's, like, three people there. And this guy was, like, huge when mumble rap was, like, a thing.
That sounds about right, too. And yeah. I also want to point out the actual Vegas show is going to have Kubrick there. Another former KISS member. So that makes it different. They have to come back now. Now, why are we ragging on all this? Why are we doing all this? Someone just said in the chat, Roddy Raggy has better festival sales. Yes, he does. If he actually has the show, yes, he does. If he doesn't cancel ahead of time, but that's a different story. People are guessing 20%, 0%, 10%, less than 40. Yeah. So why are we ragging on all this? Did Gene Simmons really promise back on that final tour that this would be the end? Are we just misremembering? Mandela effect because it's happened so many times and we just accept it? Funny you should ask, I say to the air. Back in 2023, Loudwire gathered a nice long interview, and I'm going to read some excerpts from 2023 Gene Simmons, who's talking about the final tour. Headline, Gene Simmons promises KISS are quitting. We've all seen bands that stay on the stage too long. I was late on the button, but you get the point. Here we go. KISS is really calling it quits this time while they're on top. I'm not going to keep doing it every time, but that one deserved it. So, Gene Simmons, these are just some of the quotes he had with the Sunday Project and on Guitar.com. At a certain point, Mother Nature takes over no matter what your plans are. At a certain time, you've got to have the dignity and pride, but also the love and admiration of your fans to know when it's time to call it quits. Everyone still with me? This was 2023. We've all seen boxers that stay in the ring too long, the KISS bassist and co-vocalist adds, and we've all seen bands that stay on the stage too long. So I'm still looking pretty darn good, but that's not the point. The point is the physical nature of what we do is going to limit how long we do it.
Oh, Gene.
I just imagine they're going to be like, they're going to be like geriatric 90-year-old like people. Ooh. They're only going to be in wheelchairs. Their organs are going to be failing, and they're still going to be performing in the freaking getup.
The KISS,
they just can't stop.
No, the KISS rascal, the KISS respirator, the KISS walker.
Oh God! Don't give them ideas.
I'm sure they've already had these ideas.
Yeah.
We introduce ourselves with, you wanted the best, you got the best, the hottest band in the world. I don't want to be in one of those bands where the fans just say, oh, you should have seen them back in 1804 when they were really rocking. Gene, what are you doing? This was you 2 years ago, Gene. What are you doing?
Oh, Gene.
He surmises right here, right now, either be a champion or get off the stage. So we're going to quit while the quitting's good while we're on top. That was 2023 Gene Simmons. So are we warranted in our feelings? Are our complaints and concerns valid for what has happened again? This same thing happened to our parents' generation. We're KISS.
It's just the boy who cried wolf. Yeah. It's just the boy who cried wolf. It's like, no one's going to take you seriously when you keep saying, this is the farewell tour. I mean it this time. And then 2 years later, it's like, oh, hey, we're back, baby.
I totally saw them doing this, but not this soon.
That's part of it, too. I just can't get over. They had a solid, unique plan to step aside. Is part of this because Gene Simmons' tour was really tanking and someone's got to pay the bills? Hey, Paul, are you really needing some money also? Maybe. Let's do a couple shows in Vegas. Okay.
Yeah. I believed them when they were like, we're done. And then they had the avatars. I believed them that time. I told everybody, like, hey, if you are a KISS fan, you have to go see them 2023. I believe them this time. It's the end of the road. I did have that little, you know, that little voice in the back of your head that we all had.
Yes.
They're totally going to reunite in a few years for some one-off show or something. But 2 years later, are you kidding me?
It hasn't even been 2 years either.
You're right. The beginning. It's like a year and a couple of months. What the hell?
I got to say, too, it's a safe bet that this is for money. But like KISS is like one of the most financially successful bands of all time. Are Gene and Paul really bleeding for money that they need to do this again? Are they the type of people that like when their car runs out of gas, they just buy a new car?
Gene Simmons is. I mean, the way he has lived a high lifestyle, a high rolling mansion, Vegas girls coming up to like be his servants at his house for music videos, and scenes and stuff. He's lived that lifestyle for a long time.
You know, yeah, but like when you're pushing 80, is it like, do you just not get to a point where it's like, you know what? I did enough. I'm old. I'm going to stop. I have enough money.
Well, he said
people don't have that mentality.
Well, he apparently had it in 2023. So what happened? You get hit in the head? You just forget?
He invested all his money in crypto scams.
He didn't plan on his solo tour not doing well.
To be fair, he probably did not plan on that. He was probably planning that selling out because that's Gene Simmons. He expects success.
Tell me KISS, or at least Gene, wouldn't do a pump and dump scheme. They would do like a KISS meme coin.
Ooh, was there a KISS NFT? That sounds like something KISS would do. That totally
he would do it. You cannot tell me he wouldn't do it.
Yeah, that totally sounds like something KISS would do. I don't know if they did or not, but man, oh man. We're going to wrap up this segment with two stories of reasons why I've always had had a bitter taste in my mouth with Gene Simmons. You guys remember when Lemmy died? Motorhead?
Yeah.
Rough time. End of 2015, beginning of 2016. 2016 led to a ton of musician deaths. Lemmy was first. I was listening on the way home to Sirius XM and they were just playing Motorhead on Liquid Metal. Gene Simmons calls in and wants to talk. That's a big deal. Of course, let him call. Let him talk about Lemmy. The conversation revolved around, yeah, I actually gave Lemmy his first shot in America. I took him on tour. I'm a big reason why.
Oh, piss off.
5 to 10 minutes of that, right? And he was dead that day. So that always rubbed me wrong, okay? The other story, and this is personal, I was at Chicago Open Air in 2017. Great festival. They headlined day one. And as the KISS was being escorted to the stage behind the scene, like backstage, because I was just changing out cameras and I was working back there, all four of them like lined up with their security. They were getting ready to go up to the riser. And the Monster Energy girls who were also there had to walk past them. And Gene Simmons did the creepy old man who eyeballed him like, ooh, yeah. To which I instantly thought all four of them could be your great granddaughters.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that was in 2017. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also my
all favorite, of this checked.
Yeah, yeah. Do you guys not doubt anything I just said? Not at all.
Not even a little bit.
People in the chat are talking about their own stories with Gene Simmons. One guy's like, Gene Simmons tried to buy the rights to the Devil Horns after Ronnie died. If that's true, I don't know if that is true.
Well, he got busted. I don't know about that part, but he got busted because he does on the photo on screen. He's doing the Devil Horns with the thumbs out, which he said is his thing. And then when he got called out for it one time, he says, no, I'm not trying to do Devil Horns. I'm doing Spider-Man. That's what he said.
Spider-Man's this.
Yeah.
I love you.
Arm up. Yeah. Even if he said, if he would have said, I love you, I would have been okay. Spider-Man, Gene, is that it? Really? Okay.
Also, by the way, it's Spider-Man.
You can look up the Gene Spider-Man quote. I promise that's real.
I remember the whole debacle about the metal horns, and he was on that for a long time, but didn't hear the Spider-Man thing.
That was one of his excuses, yes.
you can't put a patent on like a hand gesture, right? Like, yeah,
especially when you didn't make it and it's associated with another classic musician, you know?
Yeah, but trying to buy it off, like even like when I did like that video about Pentagram, like I had that whole segment where like Gene supposedly tried to buy two of their songs.
It's like one of Five Finger Death Punch trying to buy the rights to the fist bump, you know?
Yeah,
it doesn't work that way. So anyway, I put up before we move on, I put a poll in the chat. I didn't say it out loud. I just wanted to see who was engaging. Did you believe Kiss when they said they were done in 2023? 78% of our live chat said no. Yeah.
Whatever.
I think some of you might have been fibbing. You might have been saying, no, I didn't believe it.
I feel bamboozled.
Someone said Spider Gene in the chat. That is not the comic adaptation I want to see.
I mean, like, at a point, though, you got to be like, how old is he now? Like, he's like close to 80, right? After a while, it's like, yeah, you think he's like, okay, you, I believe you cannot physically perform after you get to a certain age.
Dude, did you guys see Frankie Valli trying to perform recently? Like, there's a time when you gotta stop.
Or even like Motley Crue, those guys are only in their 60s. They're only like a decade like younger than Kiss, and they're already at the end of it.
2023 Gene comes in. At a certain time, you gotta have the dignity and pride, but also the love and admiration of your fans to know when it's time to call it quits. That was 2023 Gene Simmons.
Yeah,
I think that's
but good. But it's unmasked, Luke.
I know it is different, and it's a whole convention in Vegas, so it's clearly not coming back from retirement. So,
yep.
I just imagine.
Totally, yeah,
I just imagine even after like the members of Kiss eventually die, if they don't have the holograms worked out by then, there'll probably be like some sort of like thing in Gene's will where it's like, yeah, just put my just dress up my skeleton and put that on stage with a backing track
and make sure I get paid. Yes.
Yeah.
I want to
pay my children or something.
I don't even know if he said that. No, he wants the money just dispersed into his casket.
He just wants to be buried like an Egyptian pharaoh.
Bury me with my riches. That is correct.
He builds his own Kiss pyramid.
Let's move on to something good. How's that? How's that, everybody? Remember when this is trying to be a positive podcast. Remember, everyone? Here's something positive, or, well, maybe not completely positive, because there are some strings attached. But everyone that said Sleep Token's not big enough for arena tour, yeah, we're wrong. Sleep Token sold out their Even in Arcadia tour real quick for their 17-city headlining arena tour, which I'm convinced is a leg one. I'm convinced there will be a leg two, even if it's not announced yet. They've missed so many parts of the country. 2026 will have leg two. There's just no way. I can't see that not happening. Here's the thing. We now know for a fact, because I sent screenshots and stuff to my friends here. Yeah, the bots and the ticket scammers and things like SeatGeek and stuff, they all jumped right in. So if you still want to go to Sleep Token, you can. You might have to pay upwards of $4,000.
Boo!
And that's fun. I love the world we live in when it comes to buying concert tickets.
I would also like to point out there were, as of yesterday, $500 nosebleeds in LA that went up for sale and were instantly bought. Nosebleeds for $500.
I mean, that's awesome for Sleep Token that they could see that, but also that's terrible for Sleep Token fans because damn those bots.
Yes.
Can I also just say,
Go ahead,
Roy. Can I just say, like, real quick, like, just how quickly, like, everything sold out? Like, me and a friend of mine, we were dead set to go to the Barclay show in September. And so we decided, okay, I'll buy the tickets and he'll Venmo me his like thing. So it's 10 o'clock. That's when they say, like, okay, at 10 o'clock, sales will open. So I'm in the queue. I get into the queue at like 9:50. There's already 500 people in front of me in the queue. And so like 10 o'clock rolls around. I can't close out of the tab in Ticketmaster because I'm booted out. No. So I'm just staring at my phone. I'm just staring at my phone for like 15 minutes. So that happens. 10 o'clock rolls around, but like everything starts like, you know, going. And when I eventually get to the front of the queue, everything's already sold out. It's like there is literally nothing. No general admission, no nosebleeds, literally nothing. And it's like, oh, hey, you're trying to get two tickets. There's no available seat. Make a different selection. OK, I'm thinking like, OK, let me just get like one ticket at least. Nothing. Just literally nothing. And I am like losing my mind.
The podcast The Rock is also a venting session for the host whenever they need it. Yeah, that was well warned. Yeah, Rowan, good job.
Yeah, I just want to also like preface this. When I got into the, when I finally got to like my spot in the queue, it was 10:02.
Yes.
2 minutes.
Yeah. That's bots. That's the ticket resale sites.
I know. And I hate that. And also I know. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I know like scalpers have been, I know the scalpers have existed since like concerts have really been a thing, but at least like when it was like the 80s or 90s when my dad would have to deal with a scalper, at least if he was really tired of it, he knew where to find the guy to beat him up. Yeah.
We do not condone violence, Rowan.
Yeah.
When you're a guy who buys out 100 tickets and you try to like flip them for like twice the profit, it's like, okay, you're a scumbag.
You suckers try to flip houses on the Home and Garden Network. I'm just going to flip these Sleep Token tickets and sit home in my basement.
Honestly, look at them making away like bandits.
It works. I mean, yeah. It works. So 2 points I want to bring up. Like what Alex said, good for Sleep Token. Sleep Token's going to get their base pay for what their tickets were originally priced. They're not getting a cut of those resale prices. They're not getting a dime after those resales from StubHub, SeatGeek, and from Seat Sellers and off Ticketmaster. Verify Ticketmaster from retailed seats, like selling seats. They don't get extra funds for that if it's sold twice. And if it's more, like if it's doubled over or tripled over, no, Sleep Token doesn't get any more. They're still going to get their cut. They made their money. They sold out the arenas. They're going to make a Scrooge McDuck money pit worth of merch money on this tour. Good for them. But I also want to break down very briefly, how are scammers and the ticket resale sites and all this stuff really getting us so fast? 10:02, 2 minutes? How is that possible?
Well, it's because they program like the bots to like, it's code.
It's coding and programming by these bot sellers and websites. You can have more than one Ticketmaster account. All these scammer sites know this. So all you have to do is program all of them to be logged in at the same time, all of them to buy whatever seats they can. And I don't mean just two or three tabs open. No, they can program to do that over 100
per person.
And you could probably one person controls it. Yeah.
And I think you can also like change the IP address. So like the, so the organizers can't easily pick up that like, oh, this is all going to the same address. This is like one person.
Very easy to do that too. And the cruel part of it is, why would Ticketmaster and Live Nation care? They get the same cut either way.
Yeah.
So
it just sucks too. Cause like, look, granted, I've already seen Sleep Token once, but like it is a life mission of mine to hear Vore live. And I am dead set on trying to make that happen before I die.
I've heard it twice live, me, but that's besides the point. Let's move.
Rub it in, Luke. Rub it in.
Yeah, okay, thank you. My favorite Sleep Token song. I haven't listened to it yet live.
I've heard it twice live in less than a 2 week span, but that's just me. So just trying to make light of a situation that should be joyous. This should be the hands down backhand response to everyone saying Sleep Token's not that big of a deal. They're not that popular. Guys, they're selling out Barclay and the arenas all throughout the country now. Not every arena is the same size. Barclays is an NBA arena. The arena in Utah is a minor league hockey arena. They're also going to Nebraska. These are not equivalent arenas. There's still arenas, thousands of people.
Yeah. I've been to Barclay for concerts before. That's where I saw Ghost, and it was packed. It was also a sold out show, if I remember.
So bank on that leg two happening. I hope some more precautions will happen. I can't expect them to, because again, this is not a Live Nation thing. It's a Ticketmaster thing.
Well, and any other ticketing site, whatever. Yes. Obviously, this was the Ticketmaster Live Nation show, but the fact that they don't police these bots and do something about it really bothers me. I know it bothers a lot of us, but if you get down to the dirty, you know, nitty gritty capitalism point of it, they don't want to because it's making them money. They don't care.
There's like, no incentive. Yeah.
And what sucks also, they can like ban all those IPs and bots. All those bots and new IPs can just be reformed within less than a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, how do you like prove that? Like, how do you easily prove that this is like a bot?
No, I don't know. I wanted those 200 tickets. I'm keeping them for myself and 199 friends. You know? Yeah.
Well, no, I'm talking about like if they change the IP addresses where it looks like on paper that these are all different people. Like they're zombie accounts.
If they were trying to buy something illegal, then they could track it. Why would Ticketmaster push in to try to investigate and track something that made them a lot of money in 5 minutes? So good for Sleep Token. New album coming out soon.
If we're that desperate, we'll go to Vivid Seats. We'll bite the bullet. I'll take another freaking like nosebleed seat.
You don't need to take out a loan. Don't do that. Come on now. Don't take out a loan.
Yeah.
Don't open up another line of credit just for one concert, even though it's starting to look like that might have to happen for some people.
Yeah.
As a fan, just be stoked that they sold out all 17 cities. Boom. Awesome.
It is.
I know. Yeah. But I want to be like one of the fans to be like, yeah, I was here for this tour.
This is where Alex and I come in. You know, they're coming to New York on leg two anyway, so you don't have much to complain about.
But just what's to say the same thing won't happen?
Well, you got twice the chances we did. Twice. I know two times. So
twice
zero
the chance of being disappointed.
Zero, but still.
Yeah.
So let's go.
Pardon me.
Good.
I say this as a big fan of Sleep Token. Part of me hopes the hype will die, that by the time the second leg of tour rolls around, there's less incentive for bots to like pull this crap.
Not with that recorded stream download festival performance that's going to happen. Oh, that hype's not going away anytime soon.
Yeah, and like even in the internet, like can't even decide if the song emerges in 7/8 or 4/4.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, yeah. Rowan. You'll get to see Sleep Token on their fourth farewell tour.
Oh my god, I'm gonna be like 60 years old or something like that. In my Sleep Token shirt and we're like
Vessel has a bit of a gut now. He has a little rounded back. He can't really move the same way.
He has a cane or something. Three has a cane, so he can't move around anymore. Mm-hmm.
Two is using his cane to play drums. Bang, bang, oh God. Bang. So moving on, we talked about Ghost very briefly in that last segment. This is an interesting bit because now it's looking like, and I kind of get it, there might be an end to the Ghost lore, the Papas, the whole religious side of it, the campiness of it. And the reason is because people are saying it's not productive to have this endless soap opera, according to Tobias Forge. There's some truth to that. And also, he makes a statement of saying, and I'm going to paraphrase here just as I go through the article. I have the quote. If fans need the lore in order to like the band, then that element will probably be over quite soon. So that means if you have to study the diehard lore to really get the band, it kind of defeats the purpose of new people jumping on. A great example of that, Coheed and Cambria. You will find diehard Coheed and Cambria fans who get upset if listeners don't appreciate all the comics and the deep lore of all the characters in every single album.
To be fair, doesn't Coheed and Cambria make their music around this, like, fantasy, yes, sci-fi world?
That's the whole point of it too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And some fans get really upset about that. For Ghost, look how long this lore has gone, for over a decade. And it's been comical for the most part. It's not meant to be taken that serious, but still it's lore. Still, there's a little bit of explanation with the different Papas played by the same person, the ghouls.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not against it. I just, so long as Ghost keeps making the music and having fun and doing the shenanigans, I'm okay with it. I want to see how do you two feel? Alex, you go first, then Rowan.
I agree. I love the music side of Ghost. I think the Papas are fun. Papas, Cardinals, whatever they may be at the time. I think those are super fun. And I think that brings that extra element into it that really brings new fans in. Like, oh, what the hell is this? I thought somebody else sang for this band. And then they're like, oh, okay. I don't think that the storyline or the lore is the driving factor for most Ghost fans.
Right.
So I think if they just continue to do mostly just the music, it'll be good.
I think so. Well said. Rowan, how about you?
Yeah, no, same. I always like when any band kind of like has lore or like an overarching story, like Ghost, Gwar, or even Sleep Token, it's just like, I always see it as like a bonus. Like, I can appreciate all those bands' music on their own, and it's the main reason why I like these bands. And then if, like, again, the lore and just like building like an overarching story through like music videos and all that stuff, that's just something you can appreciate as a fan.
Sure.
It should never be like the main thing, because if that is the main thing, I'm like, oh, what are you actually here for?
Yeah, I have two points to add to this. One, you should never have to be required to do homework and studying before listening to a band or going to a concert. Okay.
Yeah.
No.
That's not the point of how this should be experienced. Number two, a good example of a band that does have lore, that does have characters, that does have overarching stories in several of their albums, but you never once have to know it all in order to enjoy everything, Slipknot. Those masks, the masks, the changes, all those things that go on in different albums. It's never the forefront important piece. It's there if you want to see what it's all about and try to figure things out, but it's never that crucial. That's a good
another fun example.
Go ahead.
I agree completely. So like September Morning is another really fun example.
There you go. And they do comics too.
Yep. They've got their comics. They've got their storylines. They've got the music, but you don't have to be a fan of both to like the other one. You know, like if you're a fan of the comics, you're a fan of the comics. You don't have to be a fan of the music. They don't have to go together. They can be completely disjointed. And I like that. I think that's fun.
Sure. Well said. So we'll see what's next for Ghost. Their new album's coming out soon too. New Sleep Token, new Ghost, tons more new albums coming. Rowan has a list pretty long of the albums to talk about, along with
it's insane.
Along with Alex's upcoming tours, more got announced today. So we'll have that in a minute. Just wanted to make sure you guys are both aware it's coming, to pull out your phone book size list of everything that's about to happen. Two more stories to talk about. We'll talk about them briefly. One's a follow-up. Remember when we talked about how Fred Durst was suing his former label UMG for owing him money during the heyday of Limp Bizkit? And the last update we had was saying, yeah, UMG, they had receipts. They have proof of all that. And there's a lot of other stuff going on. We paid what we were owed, what we should have. And you can't sue us for that. Well, a judge got involved, said, well, you can't sue for defamation or anything like that. So some of these charges you can't take away. Well, the other things that they're still trying to sue from Fred Durst, he's pushing through. He's still fighting for it to go through and says he wants to go move forward with new developments for the jury. What does this mean? Well, UMG admitted that communication was bad during the late 90s and early 2000s with the band for how much money they were given and everything, but they still stand by. They don't owe them money. They recoup the UMG did not recoup the $43 million in advance, and they have proof of that. Fred Durst is going, nah, you owe us money, and denied it. And then UMG is denying everything. The communication part is why the suit's still going. So expect a clown show circus inside a courtroom with Fred Durst being interrogated by a cross-examinator sometime soon. I hope he wears the red hat and talks like Fred Durst normally does. He doesn't try to be fancy. He goes, and he just tries to still sound like he's 19 and tries to talk about that with how much money he's owed. And then Wes Borland comes in with his face makeup and no shirt, and he takes the stage also, or the stand. So more on that. It's a bigger mess, and I got a feeling it's going to either settle out of court or just be dropped. The judge might just drop it. I don't know, but it's a mess. Yeah. Final little quick news story, and this will be a mini discussion before we get to some other stuff. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth is not the cheeriest fellow. He's not exactly the friendliest, rainbows in the sky, metal and rock are always good type of person. Well, one thing he's very happy about is that nu metal died. Quotes, thank God that genre went away. So
disagree.
I would like to say Dave Mustaine adds to the many nu metal haters. Founding Megadeth in the early 80s, it's fair to say Dave Mustaine's taste for metal means a lot more than the old school A thrasher side of things. So it makes complete sense that the nu metal era isn't exactly his favorite. Yeah. He did an interview saying, let me see if I can pull the quote, they didn't do any solos. They couldn't do solos. And thank God that genre went away. People started to learn how to do solos. I would say, you know, if you're in a new metal band, you probably be challenged even playing Johnny B. Goode. So I'm glad that went away. So it all revolves around not having solos and good guitar work throughout in the new metal, which I think is not true and factually objectively wrong, you know?
Yeah.
I just have a problem with like him saying it's dead in entirely.
Yeah. That's also a good argument too. There's still many new metal bands that broke out in the scene. They're still doing the same sound.
By the way, this is definitely like a generational thing, sure. But I feel like most Gen Zers like myself, or at least like ones I know, are more into new metal than like 80s thrash metal.
Fair. I mean, you're closer to it.
Because we all grew up on like Linkin Park and System of a Down and all that stuff. Those are the bands we grew up with.
Yeah. Alex and I are going, yeah, we grew up with them too. We're not that old.
Well, yeah, totally. I can't stop hearing Dave Mustaine in my head going, what do you mean I don't believe in Korn?
With the riff.
Yeah.
Hello, new metal. Meet the real solo.
Oh, God.
Hello, new metal. Meet real guitar playing.
Yeah.
And my misfit way of life.
Yes, you're right, Dave. Your stuff's way better. Sorry. Slipknot, System of a Down. You guys are nothing compared to Hello, new metal. So.
And solos, by the way.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how
Dave scatting.
Oh, that's true. No bagpipes either. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, Dave. Yeah. Where are the bagpipes?
What about the scatting?
Where's your guy in a clown mask hitting a keg with a baseball bat?
Oh, mic drop, Dave Mustaine.
Yeah.
another quote from the interview. I cannot tell you how much we laugh about the bands that we were forced to take out on tour with us, especially during the true nu metal period that we went through several years ago. All these bands that would not play solos. Okay. And...
So?
Do you need a solo? Or also, by the way, when he says solos, does he mean like solo, or is it just like you don't do you don't shred?
I think that's the latter. But it says in the article he talked about how Megadeth toured with bands like Korn, Static X, and Cold Chamber. To which I go, Korn and Static X are the two you're drawing the sword against? Really, those two? All right.
This feels very like Motley Crue. All against Pearl Jam. They were so mad when grunge started taking over the hair metal scene. This is like the equivalent on the new metal side.
Yes, except now, as Motley Crue was finally just about to age out, Megadeth and Dave have been out for a little bit longer, just a touch. So it's like a feud 30 years too late, 20 years. Okay, let's say 20 years too late. Are there any thoughts about how rock and metal does not necessarily need a solo? Because this is definitely the argument on many Facebook and Reddit pages where the older metalheads really get angry that bands like Sleep Token and Bad Omens are doing popular.
Yeah.
Not new metal, but still same argument.
Again, I think is it really him saying like solos, or is it really just him being like it's not the style of solos that I'm used to? Which is like again, it's just like it's
if it was the style, it'd be one thing, but no, he's saying solos. Period.
I know, yeah, but he's saying like solos, like thinking like you have to play like me in order for me to like acknowledge you.
That might be
they're it. Thinking more along like that. Yes, that like the solos and the intricate guitar work and the you know that we don't see in a lot of new metal, and a lot of newer bands do different types of solos or whatever. It's still a solid piece of artwork.
Yes.
Focusing on just one little piece of that being the is where I think he's getting stuck.
Yeah. And I
think also I will say hot take or potential hot take. I prefer breakdowns over guitar solos or shred solos.
And that's fine, but you still accept solos. You're not anti-solo.
Yeah, no, I still accept it. I'm just saying I have a preference.
Well, apparently Dave Mustaine is anti-breakdown and anti-endless riff with no solo. So that's the art. That's the hill to die on, apparently.
Can't we all just get along, Dave?
Oh, that's never been his tagline. Dave is he formed Megadeth for the exact opposite reason. Of that. Yes,
his band's he made spells. Out of spite.
Yeah.
Come on.
So that being said, quick little update before we get to our upcoming tours and albums. One festival finally got announced today as the festival rollouts are still happening. Outside Lands in San Francisco is going to be a bigger alternative festival this year. They've had a lot of different headliners at Golden Gate Park. I've been to that park. It's really nice. They've had Metallica headline a couple years back. This year, it's a lot more hip hop and alternative. Everything from Tyler, the Creator to Hozier, Doja Cat to Vampire Weekend and Glass Animals. They have a lot of alternative bands there. So if that's your vibe, check out Alps Outside Lands for San Francisco. That's the best way to advertise this one. Alt rock, alternative indie, and then hip hop. It's a good split of that. So if that's your thing, Outside Lands on socials, you can check it out. We are finally ready to talk about the many, many tours that got announced just today and the past week, and then albums. Alex, you're up first. Hope you got your homework. Time to go for grading.
I feel like I'm going to fail the pop quiz already and I haven't even started.
No, don't worry. There's no way anyone has every single tour up to check. You're fine.
Okay. So Tom Hamilton, the Aerosmith bassist, has a new band called Close Enemies. Mm-hmm. They just announced some more tour dates. That's fun. If you are an Aerosmith fan, it might be worth checking out. Mm-hmm. Chevelle just announced a summer 2025 tour with Asking Alexandria and Dead Poet Society.
Unique binding for that, but I see it working.
It totally works. I see a lot of crossover in my line of work with like Asking Alexandria fans and yes. Chevelle fans, funny enough. So mm-hmm. this is going to be really fun. Primus announced their Onward and Upward summer 2025 tour with their new drummer.
Very nice.
We've got Korn, Gojira, and Loathe. They just announced a Canadian tour.
Yeah, Canadians be happy about that one. That's a nice little tour you got up north.
That'll be fun, too. Category 7 just announced their first ever South American tour dates.
Mm-hmm.
Swans announced a North American tour.
Clutch added more dates. Also, Swans. That will be bonkers no matter what city it's in, I promise. So,
go see that one. Clutch. If mm-hmm. you didn't have them anywhere near you, go see them. Yep. And then this one I'm just a little bit excited about. Garbage just announced their North American fall tour with Starcrawler.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just a little excited. So when I got a message from one Alex Gray about this tour being announced, her response, all capital E, squeeing over the internet.
It's like the whole width of the phone.
Yes, that is correct. So there's
I'm pretty excited.
They're playing nice venues. That's a fun tour. I've never seen Garbage live and I've always wanted to. Here's hoping that can work because they're coming to Nine Neck of the Woods too. They're actually doing a pretty good size tour.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. And it wraps up at like November. So mm-hmm. all tour, go check it out if you can. And Starcrawler, definitely one of the newer bands that I recommend everyone check out.
Very nice. So we now go to row one with upcoming albums for March 28th. I know it's a pretty solid week for upcoming albums.
We have a stacked week. Solid does not do it justice.
Okay.
I'm going to... Just because of the quantity, I'm going to speed run this just a little bit.
Okay.
So first of all, we have Arch Enemy with Blood Dynasty. We have Ministry with The Squirrely Years Revisited. We have Under Oath with The Place After This One. We have Memphis May Fire with Shapeshifter. If anyone remembers from a couple weeks back when we picked one of the songs off that album as like our song of the week. But if you ask me, like they've been releasing like singles for like the past year and you only gain like two new songs. Now, at this point, you might as well just call it a compilation, right? It's not really like a new album, right?
Fair enough.
Debatably. Sick Puppies with Wave the Bull. I really only know that one song, One of Us is Going Down, and that's just because that was...
Sick Puppies have good stuff.
I know, yeah. I just really love that song because, like, during the era of people making Halo edits in, like, late 2000s YouTube, that was a big one.
Sick Puppies lifting off that FMV fame from video games. Nice.
Yeah. We have this band called Amenra releasing two EPs this Friday with De Torn and with Fang and Claw. So, chat, I'm going to tell you, this is, like, when it comes to, like, some bands, when I do research, if a band, like, I'll like look into a band and just kind of like see if it's up to my speed and give them a try. Amenra was that one of those bands where like I listened to a few of their stuff, like, you know, this past week. And I gotta say, I love it. Think like if a Robert Eggers movie had a metal score, it's like that. It's awesome. They had an album called De Dorn. If I mispronounce it, I'm sorry. I do not speak Dutch, but it came out in 2021 and I love it now.
Okay.
And this is like the big album for me. We have Death Heaven with Lonely People with Power. I am so ready for this album.
Yep.
Like, and then finally, like this is a single, but it's a big one. We have Linkin Park with Up From the Bottom coming out this Friday.
And if I'm correct, one of the band members of Linkin Park said this is the best song they have ever made. And that's not.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the new member. I'm saying actually one of the original members saying one of the best song they've ever made. So that's a high bar. So we'll see. So after all that, which is a lot of good info, we have our song of the week this week chosen by Alex, and it's Imminence, The Call of the Void. And I think that's a great choice. Alex, would you like to give a quick pitch for Imminence and just in general and the song, The Call of the Void?
It's a super awesome song. So it dropped on March 7th. The full album did. If you've not checked it out yet, definitely give it a listen. The full album all the way through, super fun. You kind of have some ups and downs and nice flows of, it's all, not all in your face all the time. So if you like to listen to some good albums with some good movement, definitely check out the latest from Imminence. And The Call of the Void is my single choice from the whole album.
Very nice. I will tag that in the comments later, probably tomorrow. If you're looking for it, Imminence, The Call of the Void, it'll also be on the website for it. That was a lot of info. We got a lot of good stuff. Let's go through some super chats really quick because we do have a few. If anyone else wants to get some in, go for it. Let me, don't know what the, we did hit our like goal, thankfully. So we actually have one round, at least two or three. Thank you guys so much for the super chats. You can get them in also if you still want your chance at getting a random festival made for you. And one little update, we have like some issues in the past where someone will just start putting in $2 questions and get like their own later by adding five questions to get a super chat. After next week, when we start on Wednesday, you have to put in a separate $10 super chat in order to get your own random festival. It's just so that way it takes less time and for brevity's sake. Does everyone understand that? Alex and Rowan, do you understand that? Did I explain that properly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got you.
Gotcha. Okay. From Paul, do you have an assignment for us today, Luke? Wear deodorant, shower. That's nice. And check out Imminence. There you go. The Call of the Void. Check out the song of the week. Did you ever mention Saxon in your videos? No idea. How many more hair metal bands are finished? Okay, well, I can't count that high. And technically, Motley Crue is still going, so that doesn't count. Is Significant Other by Limp Bizkit worth regret? Sure.
That's a guilty pleasure for me, if I'm being honest.
And that's not an unfair way to label it. Could you do three-way witch albums? That series did not take off well, so probably not. From Ellie Yeats, well, like Deadpool said in Deadpool and Wolverine, they're going to be doing this until they're 90. Take that, Gene Simmons. It sucks because there's actually a chance that that's actually could happen. So
again, geriatric.
Yeah. From Paul, guess who pre-ordered Ghost and Sleep Token? Very nice. Good choices to pre-order. Make sure the money goes right to the bands as well. Ghost and Sleep Token collaboration album, please. A full album might be asking a lot for a collaboration, but it would be cool to see them work together. Dave Mustaine sounds like Beavis.
Fair.
Man, now you say that, yeah, a little bit. Also, he said new album, Warbringers, Wrath and Ruin. Yes, Warbringer, great metal band. They have like the war side, the history of war, and a lot of their music, a lot of good stuff. So thank you so much for all the super chats. Very thankful for all of you. It's time to book some festivals. Alex and Rowan, are you ready?
Yes. I am ready.
Okay, because I added more to the folder and I don't know if we're going to get any new ones or not. However, every week when we hit a like goal, we book a festival. Four bands at random. Think of it like your local radio station rock festival. Good, bad, whatever it is, whatever we could get. And we have one, at least one day worth of festivals also for Paul Fest. Thank you so much for all the super chats. And finally, we just got one more super chat in right before we go. Which album from Skillet is the worst? The one a couple years ago was pretty bad. See, Skillet's a band that actually had some great stuff way back in the day, but they also fell off the rails. Is that a good way to say it?
That's just me. Yeah, that's fair.
That's fair.
That's just me. That's just me. So yeah,
I only personally know the singles.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, so Dominion, that was it, the name of Dominion a couple years ago. That was pretty rough. So that being said, let's book some festivals. Here we go. Let me get the folder up. Dun, dun, dun. It closed out on me. I promise I'm not just stalling. It's because the little thing closed out on me and I gotta get it back. To prove that I'm not cheating, that I actually am making a legit pull from these files and I'm not just trying to make some random stuff. Here we go. This is it. Get rid of the header. All right. For what's our festival going to be? Retirement Fest? Is that fair?
Oh, no. The podcast that rocked the farewell tour, number five.
Farewell Festival 19. Okay. Farewell Fest 19. Here we go. Band number one. And Kiss is in here, by the way.
Oh, God.
Okay, we had this band last time, so we got to move on. Greta Van Fleet. Have not heard from them in a while.
Okay. They still make music. They just get like no hype whatsoever, at least as far as I've seen.
I gotcha. Number two.
Yeah.
Shaman's Harvest. Kind of a southern rock. They got a good sound. This actually does have a vibe with Greta Van Fleet and Shaman's Harvest, actually. That actually does sync up pretty well.
Like it.
Yeah, number three.
No.
Gene Simmons is staring at me on the screen for Retirement Fest.
No! What did you do?
There is a god.
You did it on purpose.
I wish I could. If I could pull something like that intentionally.
I even know.
Chat, can we just get
on purpose?
Chat, just start spamming rigged, please.
Guys, if I could rig it that good, I would have made other festivals way more entertaining. Let's be honest.
The machines are listening. We also know this is a fact.
Even random chaos generators want Gene Simmons and KISS to retire.
Some guy said, my gene is simmoning, ew.
Oh. What in the world? My wife just said, it's like Beetlejuice. You said his name too many times. And number four. We had that one last time too. Sorry, I had to blink on it. Gojira. Well, we got two Southern rock style bands, a French metal band, and that final retirement of KISS. I stamped my foot a little when I said final.
Dang it.
Yes or no, chat. Type in yes or no, all caps, would you go? Alex, would you go to Retirement 17 Fest?
I would, yeah.
Rowan.
I would. Greta Van Fleet and Gojira, they put on a good show. Seen them both.
Well, Shaman's Harvest sounds good too. KISS is fun live. Or they were. That was that 2017 photo from Chicago Open Air. And they're actually retiring this time. We promise. Not them. We promise.
Yeah, trust us. Trust us, bro.
All right. In the chat, who's saying yes or no? No. You spoke it into existence. No. Nope. Yes. Yes.
A lot of Gojiras.
Yeah. I skip KISS only for Gojira. For Gojira, I'll stick it out. Yes, but I'm skipping KISS. You're going to skip the headliner? Okay.
Okay, people are running with the with that one joke.
Their actual retirement tour, their final, the real final, and people are leaving early. Bummer. They kind of did it to themselves. All right, it's barely, but it's a yes. Someone said maybe. Thanks. Awesome. That helps. And finally, we go to Paul Fest. Let's see if Paul Fest can do a little bit better. No chaos or Schadenfreude for picking bands to totally ruin this. Number one for Paul Fest. Speaking of it, maybe speaking into the microphone pulls these bands up. Sick Puppies.
I'm telling you, the computers listen.
Apparently.
Move it down.
Number two, In This Moment.
Ooh.
Alex just perked up a little bit because of the singer of In This Moment.
The whole band. Come on. They're fantastic.
Number three, The Cure.
All right. Let's go.
But I'm absolutely there for it. And Number four, NOFX. Sure. You know what? The Cure, NOFX, In This Moment, Sick Puppies. Yes, I'm going. It's the weirdest random flavors from Baskin Robbins you can get on the same cone that don't taste good together, but it'll work. I'm
just like one set at a time. Yes. It'll be fine.
And finish that flavor before you go to the next. Exactly. That's right. Yes or no in the chat. Would you go to Paul Fest? Alex, would you go?
Yes.
Rowan, would you go?
I'll go. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. The Cure is great.
The Cure. Yeah.
NOFX coming out of retirement for Paul Fest. That's going to be gross and weird intentionally. And then In This Moment's always fun. Sick Puppies are fun. Oh, okay. Yeah. This is what we're supposed to see. A bunch of yeses. Yes. Yes. Across the board. I see a lot of yeses. See, it was somewhat peaceful. It was a weird news week. The KISS thing required more of a discussion than it was like breaking news type thing, because it's KISS and we should all know better, but we didn't for some reason. So we'll learn our lessons. This time they're coming back and then they'll have another retirement announcement. And that time we'll try not to believe it all the way. Is that fair?
don't know. I don't trust anything anymore.
Well, they're coming back, so that means they have to make another retirement announcement, right? That's how it works.
You don't trust anything. They'll figure out a way to resurrect. I don't know.
Resurrection Fest with Kiss?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why they did those coffins. They knew what they were doing.
Oh, I gotcha.
Imagine like they go out on stage, like they bring the coffins out on stage and it's like they're in there and they just like they blow open the doors or something.
Like haunted sarcophagi, but it's Kiss. It's Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. Oh, okay. Sure. Whatever. It's like we cannot believe a word they say. So anything's on the table. Right. Is that fair? Before we get rolling up, reminder, next week, Wednesday's the podcast that rocked. Wednesdays, we're going from Wednesdays permanently. Hump day, middle of the week, it's the podcast that rocked. We'll see you then. We'll make sure announcements are done on socials and stuff too. Tomorrow night, Rock Coliseum Madness. Watch me lose my mind at how badly the bracket messes up which album is going to win. Last year was a disaster. This year, I don't know what's going to happen. But we have 32 amazing choices for best sophomore album ever. And we're going to see which one is the winner. That being said, Alex, you have anything you would like to say before we get calling it at night?
A new single from Evanescence dropping this week. It's called Afterlife.
That's right. New Linkin Park and Evanescence. Okay. Ooh, very cool.
I miss that. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's just a single. Just a song. That's why.
It's a streaming one, right? Like it's partnered with like a Devil May Cry. That's what it is.
It's going to be on the Netflix.
What, the anime? The new anime of Devil May Cry?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of cool way to debut.
The Limp Bizkit in that anime too.
Oh yeah, Evanescence definitely had those videos back on the Kazaa and LimeWire days where you could download Final Fantasy footage from the video games that is paired next to like Evanescence and Linkin Park. Absolutely.
Again, that's where I got a lot of my music taste from.
Right, Rowan.
It did its job.
Yeah, Rowan. How about you? Anything you'd like to end with?
I just want to say thanks again for rescheduling the podcast for Wednesday so I could go see Poppy. That is the one canonical reason we are changing the date. And I just want to say again, I appreciate it.
Well, you need to tag and thank Poppy.
Yeah, no, seriously. So thank you, Poppy.
There we go.
Poppy.
All right. Thank you all so much for joining us in the chat. We will see you this upcoming Wednesday, next Wednesday for the podcast that rocked, and tomorrow night for Coliseum Madness all on this channel. Finally, Alex, what is your joke of the week? And will it get Rowan and I to actually laugh and react?
They have grapes this time, not tomatoes, not bananas.
No, I'm prepared. I need the fruit. I need some more vitamins. Okay. My boss asked me why I get sick only on work days. And I said, I have a weakened immune system.
Weekend immune system. I get it.
I have a weakened immune system.
I get it. I totally get it. For everyone listening on the podcast, Alex has a big smile on her face. Rowan has completely lost control of his facial muscles and he's just standing there.
When I see you two's faces drop, I know that I've won.
Is this a win? I don't know if this is a win.
Who won? Who won this?
Who won? Okay, it's a win, sure. I mean, I'm not sure who won. Chat, what do you think?
Cheese now.
A weakened immune system, tomatoes, cheese, grapes, tomatoes,
apples.
Throws bombs. Listen, just because you're from Florida doesn't mean you can make other people act like Florida, okay?
Come on, give me the apples, the grapes, the tomatoes. I don't care.
Someone's throwing pies. That's kind of cool, actually. I don't know if that's not so bad.
I'll take some
pies. Break each other's grammar now.
There. Oh, come on. There. The bomb emotes.
Dude, what the hell?
It's Florida, okay? Good one. We got a good one from the chat. Okay, so what do we say? Is this a pass or a fail? It makes sense. You know what? It's an actual punchline joke.
Yeah.
Just give me a sad golf clap. Come on.
Just barely a win.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. We will see you next week on Wednesday. Thank you guys so much. Have a great week. Please tag us on socials if you want to talk. Leave comments. Hope you guys are doing so well. Thank you so much. And someone said pass.
That means I win.
You pat just by default, you win by default. Grapes and bananas. Why is there a bodega cart just coming into our podcast?
I mean, like, the guy who runs a bodega cart, he knows, like, okay, like, this happens every week.
Oh, yeah. He's going to sell all the fruit to the to the people in chat. That does make sense. Yes.
Yeah, no, it's like, get your fruit here. It's all rotting fruit, by the way.
Through a kiwi.
Oh, kiwis. Oh. Why are you juggling kiwis on stage?
Ooh, it's good for you. Fiber.